Rashbam says, "Bein the Rabbanan, bein the Rabbanaya." Kabbalah ignores the shaila. What type of a proof do you have to bring over here? So Noah says, "Yafunu ama rai biyedim." Rabbi says, "You have to bring a proof biyedim," like I soon explained. Rav Chizdov, Rabba Barafuna Amri, they both say no. Raya Bekiya Mashtar. The Raya here is, all you have to do is to be Mekayim Bishtar. That's what you have to do. So we'll soon explain what does it mean. Rafuna Mavuna, when it says Raya Biedim, the Machlek is between Rabbi Meir. And the Chonin is, who has to bring the Biedim? There's the Nason, the one that gave the present away, according to Rabbi Meir. He has to bring the proof. And according to Chum, no, the Mekabel HaMatana, he has to bring the proof. Why? After he commits to give a proof to the Rabbi Yaakov, we have nothing. But the Machlokes, will he go back to Chazok of the Hashto, like Rabbi Nassim says? Or will he go back to Chazok of the Mikoro, like Rabbi Yaakov says? Because Rabbi Meir to Rabbi Nassim. Rabbi Meir holds you to say like Rabbi Nassim, he go back to Chazok of the Hashto. So since right now he's healthy, he's saying most probably he was healthy before also. And if he wants to say no, he wants to retract and say that, and he wants to say that he was a Shchinara, he has to bring the proof. He has to bring Eidim to tell us that he was a Shchinara at the time when he gave away the present. Otherwise, we'll go back to Chazak of the Hashto. Since now he's healthy, most probably then also he was healthy. For Rabban and Rabban and Seker, Rabbi Yehudah, Rabbi Yaakov. We'll say what? He go back to Cheskas Morikama, that since the Mason and Matoni, he owned it before, he has a right to say it still belongs to him. He was a Shchinara. Therefore, if the Mekabah, the one that wants to receive the present, and they want to say, no, you were healthy then, they have to bring a proof with Eidim. It's only they have to bring the Eidim to say that the person was healthy when he gave us the present, and therefore the person is still a good present. Now, Rav Chizdo of Rabba Barafuna Amri, they both say like this, no, Raya Bekir Mashtar. The proof here is only a kiyam ashtar. In other words, that the chum says, "Hamoyzlech olav araya." It only means the kiyam ashtar kanu rabbanon. That has to be mekayim v'shtar. That the noisin can't tie and say the shtar was mazuyif. In other words, because according to him, everybody holds the Rabbi Nosson, and everybody holds the good bosa hashto. That the way he is right now, since he's healthy right now, really we should say that he was healthy before also, and really we should say the matana is a good matana. The only shaila here is, does he have a right to say the shtar is mazuyif? So it's like any shtar. So the shaila here is, do you have to be mekayim the shtar or not? So what's the machlokes? You have to be mekayim the shtar. Why not? So where it says, the machlokes is, kamislegi, b'moide b'shtar shekosvu, sorach lekaimoi. That here, the noisen ha-matoni, he admits that he wrote up the shtar. So that's the shaila, when you moide the shtar was written up good, are you enamored to say later the shtar was no good? So Rabbi Meir sover, Rabbi Meir holds, Moide b'shtar shekosvu, ain't it sorach l'kaimai. Listen, once you, Nason HaMatana, you admit that you had the shtar written up, so you do not need to kiyam hashtar anymore. The shtar one of Malki is a good shtar. So therefore, you want to say that you're a shchimera, we don't believe you. You go b'os chazok ad hashtar, since right now you're healthy, most probably you're healthy before also. I, the shtar, need the kiyam hashtar. So Rabbi Meir holds, the fact that you admit that you wrote the shtar, that's called the kiyam, and we do not say a svar of a peshoso or pesheta by shtar. In other words, for Rabbonin, some of the Rabbonin hold no, that the moide b'shtar shekosvu, sorach l'kaimai. That even though you admit that you wrote up the shtar, but it's a peshoso pesheta, who's admitting that he wrote up the shtar? You, the Meister Namatana. But you yourself are saying that you are a shchimera. Therefore, we want to use him to say the shtar is a good shtar, the Rabbanan say you can't use his edus. That's called the Pesh Yosa. The one that said the shtar was good, he himself was saying that the shtar was no good. He himself was saying that he was a shchimera. And therefore, now that he's well, he has a right to retract. That's the shalu. Do you say a Pesh Yosa, Pesh Yita, by your shtar or not? Rabbi Meir says no. Once you admit the shtar was a good shtar, that's it. The shtar is like edus saying the matana took place. We do not leave you anymore to say that you were a shchimera. The Rabbanan say no. That even though, min astam, we would say, chazlok of the hashtar, that since you're healthy now, you're healthy before, but you have to be in the kind of shtar. The fact you yourself are saying you wrote the shtar, it's not enough here. Because if we come on to you, if we listen and believe what you're saying, you yourself are also telling us that you are a shchimera. So your kiyam is not called a good kiyam. But in Yisrael, everybody holds like Rabbi Nosson. That's the way they learn. For the Gemara, I, bo'af, legal, bo'achod, is him, So he had this machlokes once already. The Gemara in Ksubis, the Tani went like this. Ain nemonim lepoisloi. Two edim are not nemon to pasul b'shtar. In other words, even though these edim are the edim that are being the kind b'shtar, they are saying sad yedeinu who's there, and then they want to say, but you should also know, even though this was our shtar, we signed it, but we were anusim ayinu, or psulam ayinu, ketanim ayinu. So says the administering Ksubis, according to Rabbi Meir, we do not believe the edim. In other words, we do not say a peshos, a peshita, to break a shtar. The Chachamim say, no, nemonim. We believe these two edim. Listen, since the whole key in a shtar comes across to these two edim, if the edim themselves are telling us that it was anusim, but ketanim, we believe them. So we have this machlekes once already. The Torah says, no tzricha, we need a machlekes twice. Be it mahi, if you don't learn the machlekes saying Ksubis, the Ikami Rabban, or the other Rabban say, the Shum the Alim Eidim, or Mora Shtara, because the Eidim are very strong, and the Eidim have a power to break the Shtar. That's where the Chum say we believe the Eidim. It's not a Stam of Peshos or Peshita, it's two Eidim. True, they are saying Ksav Yedein who's there. This is our Ksav, this is our signature, but the two Eidim are saying that they were both Anusim. So that's strong to break the Shtar. Avrocha, but over here, where it's only the Meisan Amatana, Avrocha, who? It's only him. So Lavko Kemina, maybe he's not strong enough just to mention the Matana to say that even though I wrote the Shtar, I was a Shchimera. Emeloi, maybe a Chum here would say we do not believe the mention the Matana, and we would say we do not have to be the kind of Shtar. So Kamashbon, the Chum say no, even in our case here also, we believe the mention the Matana in order to say that there's no key in my Shtar. And if the Makaba wants to receive the present, he has to be the kind of Shtar. Now, we hit the Mabahof, we would have just done down Mafakas over here. I would tell you, Bahof, come Rabbi Meir. On over here, does Rabbi Meir say the Svara? Abba Bahach, but over there, ain't a moider rule of Rabbonin? Maybe over there, he admits the Rabbonin? Maybe Rabbi Meir only says over here that we do not have a Peshos, a Peshitta, because it's only like a Yochid going against the star. But maybe over there, where there are two Eidim, where they are saying a Nusam Yinu, maybe they're strong enough to go against the Shtar. That's why I need the case. That's why I need the Chiddush over there also. That's why I need the Machlokes both places. Hanukkah says, V'chein Omar Rabba. Rabba also learns like this, that Raya B'Edim. That what he learns, like Rav Huna learns, that the Shaila here is, if we hold the form of Nosan or not. So we have to have Edim to say whether he was a Shchimera or whether he wasn't a Shchimera. Omalai Abaya says back, my time, what's the reason, what do you say this for? Yineinu midikula kosabu kadheri mahalich aragloi b'shuka. Because normally people write when they write a shtar, when I'm healthy and walking on the street. Overall, like kosabu, and since this person did not write when he was healthy, he's writing the shtar, shmami neshchimura have a, maybe that should be a proof that he was a shchimura. So Moses says, Adrav, just the opposite. Midikula kosabu kad kotsu. From the saying, since usually a Shchimera, when he writes up a Shtar Matana, he writes and says clearly, when I'm lying in bed, when I'm sick, I'm giving away this present, here he did not write like that. Shemamina, that should be a proof, Bori Heve. So therefore, Ikalamei Mahochi, you could say this way, maybe he was a Shchimera. Ikalamei Mahochi, you could say, no, maybe he was a Bori. And therefore, the Kral is, Ukamamina, Becheskas Mori, believe the money, Becheskas Mori, believe the money, the one that owned it before. Or the plug to the Rabbi Yechanan, it was the one that was before. And that's from the Meir Svara. But you go boss at Azaka the Mikara. That's Rabbanan Svara. And you leave the money, the Cheskas Mikara. So yes, for the Meisin, the one that's giving it away, he has a right to still keep it. Since he was a Cheskas Morakam, he owned it before, he still has a right to keep it. And therefore, the one that wants to receive the present, he has to bring the Eidim to say that the person was healthy, when he gave away the present. No, we do not hold, not everybody agrees to Rabbi Nosson, to go both to Chazor Kadashto, the way he is now. So that's the Machlokes, does everybody hold like Rabbi Nosson or not? Not everybody holds like Rabbi Nosson. Now the Gemara says, with the Plukta, the same Machlokes we had before, to Rabbi Yechanan, Omar Rai B'Eidim, if Yechon also holds like Fishit, like Rav Huna, and like Rabbo, that the Shiloh is, who has to bring the Eidim to say whether he was a Shchimera or whether he was a Bor at the time when he gave away the present? And Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Shomar, Raya Bekiva Star? The Shloka says no. Everybody admits that since he's healthy right now, really we should say he was healthy before also. The only shadow is, he is the Kiva Star. Moi de Vistasha Kosu, Sof Lakaim Moi, or ain't Sof Lakaim, that's the Machlaikis. So Kitsa Tmachlaikis, also a Shloka Shem Rabbi Yechonim. Now the Gemara says, Eisrei Rabbi Yechonim Rashum Melokish. Rabbi Yechonim has the Kasha Rashum Melokish. It says a case, Maisa Bevnei Brak, it happened a story once in Bnei Brak. The Yechonim of one person, Shemocha Benichsei Oviv, that he sold property that belonged to his father. Or son sold his father's property. B'yechad shemocha b'nichfei oviv. Umeis, and the person that sold it died. The Yerush like died. Obo b'nei mishpocha, now the b'nei mishpocha came to argue, the Yerush started to argue, loymar, koten hoye b'shas misa. You should know, at the time when he died, he was only a koten. And therefore he had no right at all to sell our father's property. Therefore the lekuchas have no right to keep his property. That was a shaila. And the lekuchas, the one that bought the property, they say no. Listen, this boy, he was an older son, he was a gadol, he had a right to sell it, and the sale was a good sale. So who do we believe? Oh, boy, the shomer us Rabbi Akiva. They came to ask Rabbi Akiva. So, ma leboika, that they wanted now, like, dig up the grave, and check out the kid to see whether he had some money, whether he was a gadol or not. Omer lam, so Rabbi Akiva said back, yatim rishur lenavla. You should know, first of all, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to dig him up, to look him over. That's called the nivul hamesh. It's something disgusting to do. So the mesh is not nice. We can't do that. The yoid, secondly, simonim asur l'shtanus l'yachar misa. That even if the tzari has no simonim now, he has no hair, but mokum erva, that's no proof that he did not have hair when he was alive. Because there's a cloud that simonim asur l'shtanus l'yachar misa. When a person dies, it could be the simonim go away. Shaft Misa only changes over. Therefore, there's no proof the way he is, Liacha Misa, to the way he was before Misa. Therefore, you cannot check him out. That's what Rabbi Akiva answered the Yoshim, answered them back. We'll soon see exactly to who did he answer this to. Yeah. Now, there's more stuff like this. Bishmei Mobadidi, Sevierchen says like this.